WTAW News Time is 7:06. It's 74 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Bryan police searching a home last week has led to an arrest in the armed robbery of a Westside convenience store almost a month ago. An unidentified 16-year-old boy is accused of taking an undisclosed amount of money from the Chevron at Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Leonard Road. Bryan police is also asking for your help in identifying a man accused of a theft last Thursday at the Westside Walmart. A video and screenshot are on our website at WTAW.com. An East Texas man arrested in Brazos County last July 4th has been sentenced an eighth time for drunk driving. 57-year-old Saturnino Vasquez of Hudson near Lufkin entered a plea agreement that includes his third trip to prison. The 25-year sentence follows his release from convictions in 2007 and 2011. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Vasquez's history of DWIs goes back to 1978. The DA's office also announced plea agreements in two criminal cases from Bryan last year. 26-year-old Cedric Henderson of Hearn admitted to trying to fire a handgun that malfunctioned during a disturbance last May. He was sentenced to 20 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. And a Bryan man who authorities described as a drug dealer was sentenced to 25 years after police found $50,000 of methamphetamine in his home. 38-year-old Ricky Conchola was also in illegal possession of two rifles due to a criminal history that included past drug convictions. Along Highway 21 in Northeast Bryan, between the freeway and the airport, is the Castle Heights neighborhood. The Bryan City Council heard this week from longtime residents. George Lewis Sr. asked for widening current streets and another way in and out besides the highway.
The third path would be coming from 21 Highway to Old Reliance Road. Then also we're concerned about the creek condition out there. There's been some blockage, and we want to try to get everything fixed up for the people so they won't be flooded out. We have had some floods and things that caused a lady to lose a house.
The council was asked to turn city-owned land into detention ponds to hold water during flooding and for police to be present for more than when officers are making an arrest. In the aftermath of hundreds of layoffs and furloughs from employers in Washington County affecting people in Brazos and surrounding counties, there's a joint effort to expand workforce training at Blinn College in Brenham. Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says an application for $1.5 million federal grant includes $100,000 from the college.
That includes $50,000 in funding and $50,000 in equipment that would go into the new facility. So right next to the A.W. Hody Junior Technical Education Center that we have located on the corner of Bluebell Road and Highway 290, if the grant is successful, they will build a $2 million facility that would be approximately 12,000 square feet, and it would be right next to the Hody Center, and there would be a covered walkway between the two.
The Brenham Community Development Corporation pledged $250,000 in cash and $100,000 in land for the new center, and Washington County commissioners committed $50,000. WTAW News Time is 7:09 at 75 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Are you thinking about moving? You are going to need a home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news. I do home loans. I am Debbie Davis Lewis, and I've been helping you for over 15 years, and I want to help you again. I'm now with Open Mortgage, and I can do VA loans, FHA loans, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time close construction loans. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so call me today for a free estimate. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Ask about my rate. Discount.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs two weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joanne Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at just $5 at Sell Your Core Field. It's lawn mowing season, and Kyrus Truck Center can help you spend a lot more time doing things you want to do.
Hi, this is David from Kyrus Truck Center, and all the rain we're having means a lot of mowing time this spring and summer. At Kyrus Truck Center, we have a wide selection of zero-turn mowers by Hustler, Ferris, and Cub Cadet. And we can save you hundreds of dollars right now before the peak season hits. I know you don't want to think about mowing your grass, but I can have you ready to go and save you a lot of money with a little planning. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
The Cherry Rufino Team. Find out more about our award-winning, family-pleasing real estate experience. Go to cherryrufino.com.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. It's 7:12, now 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. We're looking at not a bad day. Maybe a little rain sliding in. We'll get to your forecast here in just a second. Brought to you by Skyline Communications.
Strong high pressure still in control of our weather for today. Sunshine, some developing cloudiness, maybe a stray thunderstorm late this afternoon. Temperatures today up to 90 to 95. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow. Chance for late day storm, 85 to 90. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late Sunday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at Aggie baseball and some of the team honors that were given out last night. Also, we'll take a look into the NBA Finals and how that all played out, and we'll see how the Rangers did. It's all coming up on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Thank you, sir. It is 7:13. I'm Kevin O'Connor, sitting in for Scott DeLucia. I stumbled on this, and I wanted to get Patrick to weigh in because I hadn't seen it.
Okay.
But the Unfriend Alert app.
Oh. I remember having something like that a few years ago, but it comes and goes because I think it's predicated on looking through your entire friends list and then just checking in again every once in a while to see if you've been unfriended.
Okay. A new app is making its way around Facebook that promises to alert you when someone unfriends you.
Yeah.
However, the app is also claiming Facebook usernames and passwords in order to check whom been unfriended.
Pretty much how the last one worked.
Pass. Yeah, that is a hard pass on that one.
All right.
You know, I got to say, though, I'm a little offended whenever people unfriend me on Facebook, because not because I care whether or not they want to talk to me or see what I have to say, but because they actually took the time to go into their friends list.
Oh, yeah.
And hit unfriend. I am friends with everybody I've ever been friends with on Facebook unless they've unfriended me.
Oh, I can't say that. I can't say that.
It's just because I don't take the time to go in and unfriend. Like, that's just...
You're not worth the 5 seconds it takes to...
That is a menial task.
No, yeah. And I've blocked people because I'm tired of seeing their crap in my feed. I don't care what your politics is. I just go away.
Share the next 5 seconds or you'll...
Yeah.
If we get enough Facebook likes, this child will survive. Yeah, no, it's not going to happen.
We're such a cynical group. Wow. Qatar, not guitar.
Oh.
But Qatar,
mm-hmm,
is in trouble because of the slump in oil prices. For the first time in ever, they're going to have a budget deficit.
Uh-oh.
Not good.
There's that part of you as a, you know, the kid that wanted the Lamborghini because you had the poster in your room.
Mm-hmm.
That wants to go to Qatar, because if you've seen photos online, they've got supercars literally just laying around.
Oh, it's a magical place.
I mean, if any of those are really true, I'm kind of going, well, I'll give you $10 for it.
That's where the Disney characters go to vacation, because Disney World's not impressive enough.
There you go.
Well, if you're going to build islands, plural, for a resort, you know they're not hurting any.
You get the aerial view of that, though. It's beautiful.
Oh, it's incredible.
I mean, if you can ignore all the slave labor, it's actually pretty okay.
Not bad.
I stumbled on this. There's no more detail than this. A journalist has filed a FOIA request,
mm-hmm,
for some of the stuff that was taken out of bin Laden's compound.
Oh.
And apparently part of it was pornography.
Yeah, a lot.
The request has been denied by the CIA because the porn is still classified.
How many times are you going to get to say that in a day, really? Classified porn?
I don't know why. All right, moving on. Kindergarten teacher in China, crazy in China again, is accused of helping pierce one of their students' ears. Four-year-old boy was in pain while taking a bath. Mom said what the problem was. The teacher had pierced his ear with a stapler.
Oh, ouch. That's teacher 101. Don't put holes in the kids.
I said with the stapler.
That's, man. Those are only intended for like 5 sheets of paper.
No, a stapler.
Yikes. Ouch.
Scientists may have come up with an early warning system for solar storms that can disrupt everything from GPS satellite radio communications and power grids. Currently, existing systems only give about 30 to 60 minutes warning. Popular Science says this proposed new system would give as much as 24 hours notice, giving us time to reroute airplanes, take steps to protect power grids, et cetera, et cetera.
That would be nice.
Which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Oh, hang on just a second. Somebody loves us. WTAW.
Qatar, isn't that where Genie from Aladdin lives?
Quite possibly.
Pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, I think he's nailed it.
Pigs are smarter than dogs. On the equivalency of chimpanzees, according to research from Emory University.
Yeah, but a pig's a filthy animal.
Yeah, but they taste so, so good.
But bacon tastes good.
They are so...
Wait a minute. Lisa, honey, are you saying you're never going to eat any animal again? What about bacon?
No.
Ham?
No.
Pork chop?
Dad, those all come from the same animal.
Yeah, right, Lisa. A wonderful, magical animal.
And apparently smart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, nuts may keep you alive longer. Previous studies have documented that scarfing down peanuts every day can lead to better cardiovascular health. Now research suggests that eating peanuts and tree nuts, like almonds, cashews, and walnuts, link to lower mortality rates.
Hmm.
A study found that both men and women who ate at least 10 grams of peanuts or nuts daily saw a reduced risk of dying from not only heart disease, but also other respiratory illnesses, cancer, diabetes, neurodegenerative diseases. The only disappointing result
was it not that disappointing?
The only disappointing result is
expressed in the sadness. I don't. It just kind of turns to gobbledygook. I don't know if something happened in the program. It literally is like Edenflarden.
Do we know who wrote this? Are they okay?
Apparently.
They didn't eat enough peanuts. They got a neurodegenerative disease.
Exactly.
Brought to you by Planters.
719. And we get to Rush Limbaugh, brought to you by Jason Byensky at BCR Realty.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Researchers from Columbia University and the University of California, Santa Barbara claim that violence in Syria is caused by global warming. They're serious and they mean it. The thesis is that Syria suffered a record drought, 3-year drought from 2007 to 2010, and 1.5 million farmers migrated to the cities. They said Green Acres wasn't the place they wanted to be, and they took up city life, and as a result, they ended up in poverty, and that led to civil unrest. The record drought, they say, can only be blamed on global warming caused by man. The researchers have complex computer models to verify all this idiocy. Now, the lead author of this study, Colin Kelly, does acknowledge the civil war in Syria has many possible causes. The Assad regime, refugees from Iraq, and the Arab Spring. But the global warming drought's right up there as a factor. Of course, the very idea that global warming was, is, or could be responsible for any aspect of the violence in Syria is utter nonsense. I mean, even before ISIS, the Assad regime, the Arab Spring, and urban poverty came into being, droughts have been around. I mean, forever. But our modern scientists, armed with their latest computer BS models, believe that a global warming drought is in part responsible for war and violence, and they expect us to believe it. What are we, idiots? No way, they are. Hey, folks, last month something really special happened on the show. As part of Mahindra Tractor's military appreciation program, They gave a brand new tractor to one very deserving listener who had served our country. This month, my friends at Mahindra Tractors are serving you with special Dealer Days savings. How special? Well, how about nearly $5,000 cash back when you combine Power Package savings and the Mahindra Pride Program, or enjoy zero interest for an incredible 84 months. And don't forget Mahindra's 5-year warranty. So get the savings you deserve and care for the land that you love with the world's number one selling tractor, Mahindra. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangee, or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5, Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to meet your needs. A doctor who provides same-day appointments so you don't have to wait when you're sick. A doctor who knows listening and responding is the key to a strong relationship. St. Joseph Physicians are caring, convenient, connected, and responsive. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Your home is your biggest investment, and your foundation keeps everything in place. Have you noticed visible cracks in your walls, bricks, or concrete slab? Do your doors stick? If so, it's important to have your home checked for foundation issues. The pros at Brazos Valley Solutions specialize in foundation evaluation, repair, and drainage solutions. Don't let your foundation problems become disastrous. Call Brazos Valley Solutions at 589-2420 for your free estimate. Protect your biggest investment. Brazos Valley Solutions. Their name says it all. Solutions. Click bvsolutions.info. Today.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW at 724 with the Infomaniacs. Les Scott, who will be back with us on Monday. 30% chance of rain for you today. Thunderstorms maybe after lunch, and 90 for the high. A 20% chance of some more rain this evening. Down to 74 on through the weekend. Pretty much the same, except we bump your rain chances between 50 and 70% both Saturday and Sunday. It is 75 at Newstalk 1620. And randomness on a Friday. Why not? The Queen's birthday is tomorrow. Queen Elizabeth II will be 89 years old. And as I'm kind of an Anglophile, some interesting weird things about the Queen. She backs over 600 charities and organizations.
Wow. Really?
Queen Elizabeth has received over 3.5 million items of correspondence over her reign. She is fluent in French. The Queen was the first British monarch to celebrate her diamond wedding anniversary. And I saved this one for last just because I think this is absolutely awesome. She is the only person in Britain who can drive without a license plate on her car.
And she can drive well.
Why? Because I am the Queen.
Because why not?
She's just over 3 months away from being the longest reigning monarch in history.
Wow.
Britain's history.
No kidding.
Yep.
That's very cool.
Impressive.
She was a driver during World War II.
Yes, she was. She maintained cars at the motor pool.
Yep, and drove big trucks. which is really funny because I've seen pictures of it. She's so little.
That's equally impressive. That is awesome.
Since we're speaking of moneyed folk, how about Floyd Mayweather? Highest paid athlete in the world. Undefeated in the ring, and he is unconquerable with dinero. Mayweather tops four's highest paid athletes, reeling in $300 million.
Wow. Why?
Third time in 4 years he's topped the list.
He also doesn't read hate mail. He also doesn't read any mail. He can't read.
I was going to say
he probably gets enough hate mail that it's too much. You look at it like the room full of letters, and you're just like, you know what?
Good thing I can't read those.
Manny Pacquiao came in second, $160 million. Now understand, this is the work. The only work those two guys did, technically, was that fight. Now obviously they trained leading up to it. But that's all they did this year.
Must be
nice. Yeah, that's like saying a firefighter only worked once in a year because there was only one house fire. There's plenty to do.
Well, yeah.
Well, boxers never saved anybody from a burning building, though. As far as I know.
Fair enough.
As far as I know.
Third on the list is Cristiano Ronaldo, just under $80 million, rounding out the top nine because we don't do 10. Lionel Messi, Roger Federer, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Phil Mickelson, and Tiger Woods.
No J.J. Watt, huh?
No, he's not even close.
He makes a lot of money.
He makes a lot of money, but on this list, peanuts.
Yeah.
Just peanuts. And we'll wrap up with this one before we head to the headlines. Two business-minded sisters in Overton, Texas, decided to open a lemonade stand outside their house so they could buy their dad a special Father's Day gift. However, shortly after opening, the kid's stall was shut down by the popo.
No.
For operating without a permit. 8 and 7-year-olds selling lemonade for 50 cents and a kettle corn for a dollar. You could buy both for a dollar. Smart marketing.
When you started that story, I knew that's where it was going, and it just stomach sank right away.
Code enforcement officer spoke to the girl's mom about the stand. The $150 penalty charge was waived, thank goodness, but the lemonade stand had to be closed. This all stems from Texas House Bill 970, banning the sale of food which requires time or temperature control to prevent spoilage, sadly including lemonade.
Well, they turned it around. I think they were back out the next day and were giving the lemonade away for free and accepting donations because they were trying to buy a Father's Day present for their dad.
That's a smart way to do it.
I think so.
A little backdoor. Soon to be politicians.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
728, now your headlines coming up next.
Hi, Carl here from Superior Air Repair, home of the 8-to-8, same great rate. When you need accurate, on-time repairs, precision tune-ups, system diagnostics, or a complete new system installation, our qualified technicians at Superior can handle it. We service all makes and models, so whatever system you own, you're covered with Superior. We'll do it right or your money back. I guarantee it. So call Superior at 1-800-AIR-REPAIR. Your satisfaction and your comfort is our priority. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. It's time for the ride of your life. Get a 2015 Nissan Rogue for 0% for 60 months, plus $500 APR cash with NMAC financing. Only at Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
Always considered their favorite score, Rodgers and Hammerstein's Carousel contains one of Broadway's most important scores with such timeless hits as You'll Never Walk Alone and If I Loved You. Don't miss the theater company's production of this classic masterpiece as Carousel runs 2 weekends starting June 5th. Carousel is underwritten by Worth and Laura Nowlin and Clockwork Games and Events. Purchase tickets online now at theatercompany.com. The Theater Company, behind Joann Fabrics and the Tejas Center.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep Roots, New Ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Flooding in one Bryan neighborhood was one of the reasons residents spoke at this week's city council meeting. Larry Gilbert was among those representing the Castle Heights neighborhood located off Highway 21 between the freeway and the airport.
I would like to ask the council to get someone to go in the creek behind the park and go to Old Reliance Road and figure out why all of a sudden we got a flooding issue there. The fire department had to rescue an elderly lady because of the flood.
Gilbert also said he's been asking for a fire hydrant for 30 years, something that was also sought by a 50-year resident, Dimple Seusberry.
There was a fire not too long ago out in our community. I do commend the Bryan Fire Department. They were there. They did their jobs in an excellent manner, but they had to block off all of the entrance of coming into that area from Conroy Street because there are no fire hydrants. So they have to run hoses from High Street down Conroy, around Castle, back up to George in order to do their job.
The council was also asked to build detention ponds on city-owned land and extend a street south to Old Reliance Road. Recent layoffs and furloughs from Washington County employers affecting thousands of people throughout the Brazos Valley has led to a joint effort to expand workforce training at Blinn College in Brenham. Board of Trustees President David Summer, in comments provided by the college, says it was important for Blinn to respond to a challenging situation.
As a community college, it's opportunities like this where we should step forward and take responsibility for the training needs of our community.
Blinn spokesman Richard Bray says there are pledges totaling $500,000 towards a $1.5 million federal grant to build a 12,000-square-foot facility.
We have the opportunity to double our workforce facilities there in the Hody Center, and we can use the administrative assets that we already have and expand our offerings and introduce some new courses so that that our workers here have an opportunity to learn some new skills in some high-demand, high-skill industries.
The trustees approved contributing $100,000 as part of the local match, which Bray says will come from a mix of tuition, fees, and state revenue. Brenham's Community Development Corporation pledged $100,000 in land, $250,000 in cash, and the Washington County Commission committed $50,000. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced plea agreements in three criminal cases that has resulted in prison time. One involves a man who lives near Lufkin being convicted of drunk driving for the eighth time. 57-year-old Saturnino Vasquez, who was on parole at the time of his arrest by a state trooper last July 4th, was sentenced to 25 years. Another arrest from last July also resulted in a 25-year sentence. 38-year-old Ricky Conchola of Bryan was arrested after police found $50,000 of methamphetamine in his home. Conchola, who was on probation at the time of the raid, was also in illegal possession of two rifles. And a man from Hearn has admitted to trying to fire a handgun during a disturbance in Bryan last year, but it malfunctioned. 26-year-old Cedric Henderson was sentenced to 20 years for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Bryan Police has issued a video of a suspect in a theft last week at the Westside Walmart. You can watch it on our website at WTAW.com. Bryan Police has also announced the arrest of a 16-year-old boy who was accused of an armed robbery last month at the Chevron convenience store at Leonard and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. A school district in the Texas Panhandle has fired a teacher who said online that she was inclined to support racial segregation after watching widely circulated video of the former McKinney police officer, who is white, wrestling a black teenager to the ground. The Friendship School District issued a statement Thursday that it was disappointed by the thoughtlessness of the Facebook post. Elementary school teacher Karen Fitzgibbons told the Lubbock Avalanche Journal that she has apologized for her comments. Fitzgibbons says she was angered the corporal was forced to resign after pushing the teen to the ground last week. A Florida school district earlier announced a high school principal was reassigned after he expressed support online for the officer. In a related item, the Dallas Morning News reports former officer David Eric Casebolt has hired a criminal defense attorney in case authorities pursue charges against him. That's in addition to a second lawyer who was representing Casebolt in civil litigation. Governor Abbott said yesterday it was an historic day as he signed legislation recognizing pastors' rights to say no to gay marriage.
Pastors now have the freedom to exercise their First Amendment rights.
Abbott out in the governor's mansion patio is flanked by lawmakers and surrounded by a few dozen religious leaders as he signed the Texas Pastor Protection Act into law.
So these pastors will know no law, no court decision can coerce them to violate their First Amendment rights.
The law even has the support of LGBT groups like Equality Texas.
No clergy person shall ever be compelled to perform a religious ceremony that doesn't conform to the tenets of their faith.
Director Chuck Schmidt. It all now depends on whether the U.S. Supreme Court strikes down the state's gay marriage ban. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My mom chose Dr. Gale because he's a hometown boy and a fighting Texas Aggie.
Well, my mom chose Dr. Gale because he delivered over 6,000 babies.
I chose Dr. Gale because he has training in advanced surgical procedures such as robotic surgery.
I chose Dr. Gale because he takes the time to listen to me and cares about my opinions.
Hi, my name is Dr. Justin Gale, and I would like to thank our patients and friends for voting us best in the Brazos Valley.
Dr. Justin Gale at Genesis OBGYN, now at the Physician Center. Genesis OBGYN, a place for new beginnings.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Gabe Bach here with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group. Jason, tell me your story a little bit.
Well, Gabe, I was given a work ethic very early by my parents. I'm very blessed to have good parents. My wife is in the same situation. I was raised in the insurance business. My mom and my wife's mother were both retired teachers. Her dad's a football coach. And basically, we just learned how to work early. Went to work growing the insurance agency and really with good people. I believe the key to growing a business is having good people. And then, of course, also, I'm blessed to have a wonderful family. My wife and I, we've been blessed to be married 20 years. We have four wonderful kids. As you know, my oldest is big into basketball. He'll be a senior next year. My youngest, who's coming out of eighth grade, is also into basketball. And two girls, one's involved in soccer. And so just very involved with family and church and community. And that's kind of how we've approached life and how we've grown our business.
Find yourself a good insurance agent. Stop by and have a face-to-face conversation with Jason Rallo of Rallo Insurance Group, University Drive East across from Veterans Park. Go to RalloInsurance.com. It's two L's, RalloInsurance.com.
That greener pasture could be yours very soon. The 5085E John Deere Utility Tractor from Sioux Falls Prater was born with you in mind. Built to handle any chore from the pasture to work site, it's just waiting for a driver. It's everything you need and nothing you don't, with a variety of options to choose from. For a limited time, up to $6,000 off with a competitive trade. The time could not be better. If you're on the fence to that greener pasture, you can demo this tractor at the Sioux Falls Prater equipment nearest you. Visit cptractor.com.
Action Sports is proud to announce the addition of the Spider line to their full line of Can-Am products of Sea-Doos, ATVs, and side-by-sides. The Can-Am Spider, with its unique Y-frame design, two wheels in the front and one in the back, a cruising ride position, and a custom fit. The new Spider F3 is a thrill to ride. If you haven't been into Action Sports in a while, here's your chance to come in and test drive the new Can-Am Spider F3. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or online at actionsportstx.com. Can-Am Spider, riding has evolved.
Valic is making a difference in your family's comfort and your power bills too. Making your life a lot more comfortable is what we do.
Hot weather's coming, and for some, being without air conditioning can be a life-threatening experience. That's why Malik has joined with the Salvation Army for a summer box fan giveaway. Malik's kicked it off with a donation of 100 box fans. You can help too. Drop off any donations made out to the Salvation Army at the Malik office, 10464 State Highway 30 in College Station during business hours. Or call Malik at 776-2222 for more details. Helping to provide comfort for those in need. Part of the Malik difference. License number TACLA 9262C.
Malik is making a difference for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It is 7:40. The weather brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Learn more about the Anchor Advantage at anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Strong high pressure still in control of our weather for today. Sunshine, some developing cloudiness, maybe a stray thunderstorm late this afternoon. Temperatures today up to 90 to 95. There may be a shower or a thunderstorm in a few spots this evening. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy overnight, lows near 75. Clouds and sunshine tomorrow, chance for a late day storm, 85 to 90. Partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm late Sunday, 85 to near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, don't miss it because I'm going to let you know how the Aggies did when they gave away some of the team's top honors for Aggie baseball last night. Also, I'll let you know what went down with the NBA Finals, and I'll let you know how the Rangers did. It's all coming up on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
The Rangers did not good.
No.
Again. I know.
It is 741, and right now we're looking at 74 degrees. Winds out of the south at 96 now percent humidity. So,
yeah.
That sums it up pretty well, I think. All right, we're going to do a warm, fuzzy Friday. We did some kind of weird stories in the last half hour. Mo, the family beagle, died at the age of 13.
Oh. I thought you said this was warm and
just
fuzzy.
Just follow along. And Mo was fuzzy. Leaving some heartache in the home of the Westbrook family, of course, who lived in Virginia with their 3.5 years old son, Luke, who kept asking about when Mo was going to come back. One day, Luke asked if he could write Mo a letter. So, Mom, of course, said yes. He broke out the crayons and wrote several letters addressed to Mo on Cloud One, all carried out to the mailbox, then retrieved by Mom after the son fell asleep. Well, a few weeks ago, Mom forgot to go out and get one of the letters. Next morning, it had disappeared with the mailman. This week, an answer appeared in the Westbrook's mailbox, printed on paper marked with a tiny USPS at the bottom. It was addressed to Luke from Mo. I'm in doggy heaven. I play all day. I'm happy. Thank you for being my friend. I love you, Luke.
Oh, that one hits hard.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Yeah, it does.
And now something completely ridiculous and stupid. A weird new trend is taking off on the internet. You remember the ice bucket challenge and
yes.
all the stupid challenges that are going on now? Well, it's the belly button challenge.
What?
The belly button challenge. People are saying... A scientific study, that's air quotes, from the U.S., suggests that people who pass have good bodies. The belly button challenge is you reach around and touch your belly button basically from the other side.
Huh?
So you take your right arm and you wrap it around, and if you can put your finger in your belly button or touch it, you have a good body.
Good thing there's no TV cameras.
Yeah.
While those who fail have to lose weight, of course, everyone's jumping on board and trying this stupid test. Because you did, didn't you? Sitting there in your car.
How many of you just did it? That's the question.
If my shoulder hurts in the morning, I'm blaming you.
I work out every day.
Uh-huh.
I don't have the flexibility to do that.
See?
Or if I ever had.
Yeah.
Experts are skeptical most because this mysterious U.S. study... doesn't seem to exist, and because someone who has a, air quotes, good body, according to this test, could actually be incredibly unhealthy.
I'm feeling triggered by these challenge makers' thin privileges.
Hey, full disclosure, I wasn't even close. That guy makes you feel any better.
I honestly didn't even try.
My belly button challenge is, can I look down and see it?
Yeah.
If I can't, then I'm in trouble.
I think that has probably been said by more than one person this morning after hearing the story. This week in Dallas, a judge declared the 92-year-old Mary Clayton to be 76-year-old Mary Smith's mother.
Huh? I'm already lost.
Well, just follow along.
Time travel.
Mary came to live with her first cousin Muriel after her father died of a heart attack back in the 50s. She was just 11 years old when her own mother had been in and out of treatment for mental illness for years. Muriel took her in and raised her as her own daughter along with her four other young daughters. Clayton said that she had thought about adopting Smith since taking her in, but that she couldn't go through with it until Smith's mother, because the mother was still alive. Smith's biological mother lived in a mental institution until she was passed away at 73, but by that time, Smith had already grown up. It was the passing years and finally prompted Clayton to act, so at the age of 92, she adopted Muriel Clayton at 76 years old to be her own daughter.
Well, okay.
Well, all right then.
All righty then.
Not much else to say.
I suppose that these things happen.
There's only one way to follow this up, and that would be a man shoots himself in the foot to see what it feels like. Now, police in Colorado, I can't imagine what could have been in or on this man's mind to force him to think this would be okay. Curious to see what it would be like to be shot. 30-year-old Adam Hertel shot himself in the foot while inside his garage using a .22 semi-automatic handgun. Good morning.
What's that old saying?
Just want to say thanks for giving me the opportunity to tell the person in the car next to me that I saw you try to do the belly button challenge.
I saw you do that.
Postman's unofficial creed is neither snow nor rain nor heat nor gloom of night shall keep these courier from their swift completion of their appointed rounds.
Mm-hmm.
Unless there's nothing. You notice, however, there's nothing in that about rats.
Oh.
Big, giant rats.
What? Were they walking through the Princess Bride set?
I guess so.
R-O-U-S is...
postmen are refusing to deliver mail to a London street because of giant rats. All Royal Mail deliveries have been suspended to properties along the service road because of the problem. The road and the alley running between the shops and restaurants, which is littered with trash and decomposing food.
Oh, gosh.
And I quote, some of these rats are the size of kittens.
Kittens?
Didn't something like this happen in the past? Something about a plague or something?
And we'll wrap it up with this one, as I am a big fan of the original television show in Britain called Top Gear.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's infinitely better than the ones the Americans and all the rest of them. It's much better. This sounds like something that they would do in Top Gear, but it's a true story. Good Samaritan motorists stopped on Wednesday evening to rescue a senior citizen driving an electric scooter on the Autobahn in Frankfurt.
Oh,
no.
After receiving numerous calls, police found the 87-year-old being safely escorted by two motorists who had stepped in to save his life. Cars were driving behind him, slowly using their taillights to warn oncoming cars.
Wow. It's my understanding you don't have a whole lot of time to warn them when you're on the Autobahn.
There is no speed limit.
No speed limit.
The sound, the Jetsons, is the first thing that came to mind. It is 7:47, and it's time to hear Focus on the Family, brought to us by Child's Dermatology.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta-Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
You probably know someone who's gotten a divorce and said, "We just drifted apart." Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Divorce is always a tragedy, but it's especially sad when two people simply feel like they're no longer in love. There's no adultery, no abuse. We just drifted apart. If you feel like you and your spouse are running in opposite directions, consider this. It doesn't have to be that way. It takes work, prayer, and commitment, but there are some practical ways that husbands and wives can keep the lines of communication open and the embers of romance burning. Become a better listener. Pay attention to your spouse's needs and desires. Also, take responsibility for your own actions and feelings. If you're avoiding your spouse or harboring resentment about something, be honest about it and take the first step. Be more affectionate and considerate. Wives, when was the last time you gave your husband a kiss when he came home from work? And husbands, when was the last time you surprised your wife with flowers just because? And if you're also parents, the challenges and distractions of your kids can often cause husbands and wives to neglect their marriage. So make sure you and your spouse are parenting together as a team. All too often, we take our spouses for granted and live our lives on autopilot. But marriage is a sacred commitment. We need to invest all the time and energy we can in making it the best it can be. For more information to help your family and your marriage thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
This is a guided meditation on parenting. Take a deep breath in and let go of the time you and your son played basketball and you attempted to slam dunk. Or when you hit that piñata into your neighbor's yard. Let it go.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I'm Lester Holt with NBC Nightly News.
And I'm Chuck Todd with Meet the Press.
We know you can't always watch on our schedule,
so that's why we are always available on yours.
With video on demand, you can watch NBC Nightly News.
And Meet the Press.
Any day of the week.
Any time of the day.
In-depth reporting on the day's top stories from NBC Nightly News.
And political conversations, insight, and analysis from Meet the Press.
Watch our latest broadcast anytime
with video on demand.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Awards and More. The Texas A&M baseball team announced its annual list of team honors on Thursday after the Aggies concluded the 2015 campaign with a 50-14 record, extending their school record string of consecutive NCAA championship appearances to 9 seasons and claiming their 7th overall NCAA regional title. The Marion Pugh Most Valuable Player Award went to shortstop Blake Alamond. The C.E. Pat Olson Outstanding Pitcher Award went to Grayson Long. Wally Moon Award went to Mitchell Now. Marion Pugh Spirit Award to Corbin Martin. And the Breezy RBI Award went to Logan Taylor. In track and field, a score of 5,913 points placed Jenna Heeman 6th in a very competitive heptathlon as she became just the 3rd Aggie to score in the event at the NCAA Championships. She scored the first points for the A&M women on the 2nd day of the national meet in front of a crowd of over 10,000 at Hayward Field. And after a successful 3-1 road trip, the Brazos Valley Bombers returned to Cellucor Field to open up a 4-game homestand as the Bombers faced off against the Acadiana Cade Cutters last night. There were a few bright spots here and there for the Bombers, including TCL Player of the Week Giante Jackson, who went 2-5 with a walk and an RBI double. Second baseman and leadoff hitter Jimmy Norris, the league leader in stolen bases, added to his total with 2 more this evening. However, the final score of the game was 5-3, with the Cane Cutters taking the first game of the 2-game series. The series concludes tonight with Bush 41 night at the ballpark. The Bombers are going to be celebrating President George H.W. Bush's birthday in style, thanks to the George Bush Presidential Library. After the game, don't miss the Friday night fireworks spectacular presented by Teeks. First pitch tonight will be at 7:05 p.m. And the NBA Finals are now a best of 3. The series is tied at 2 games apiece following the Warriors' 103-82 win over the Cavaliers in Cleveland. Golden State avoided its first 3-game losing streak of the entire season. The Warriors hit 12 3-pointers, with Curry doing a 4-for-7 and Iguodala 4-for-9. Draymond Green had his best game of the series, finishing with 17 points, 7 rebounds, and 6 assists after being listed as questionable for the game because of back spasms. Green wasn't pleased with his team's performance.
Who got a 50-50 ball? Who dove on the floor? Dellavedova. Who dove on the floor for the other loose ball? Dellavedova. Who dove on the floor? Mike Miller. I mean, all right, that's 3 loose balls. That's a possibility of 6 more points.
He said they seem to have lost some drive.
They're playing like a team desperate and needs something. And we're playing like a team not desperate and got something. And it's not the case.
It was a rough night for LeBron James, who finished 2 assists shy of a triple-double for the 2nd straight game, but shot 7 of 22 and suffered a cut on his head late in the 2nd quarter. James was scoreless in the 4th quarter and finished with 20 points and 10 rebounds. James said they're doing their best.
We know they're going to, you know, come in feeling like it's a must-win, but for us, we just go on and play our game. We have nothing to lose. I continue to say we undermanned, we outmatched. We just go out and play hard. We live with the results.
The Cavaliers couldn't overcome some miserable shooting, and Timofey Mozgov had a game-high 28 points and grabbed 10 rebounds for Cleveland. In Rangers baseball,
Mark Hanna spears the line drive, and the A's take 2 out of 3 from Texas. 8 sparkling innings from Kazmir. They beat Texas by the final of 7-0.
Scott Kazmir tossed 1-hit ball over 8 innings of Oakland's 7-0 shutout of Texas. The Athletics were clinging to a 1-0 lead in the 8th until Mark Canha hit a 2-run homer and Jose Reddick hit a 3-run blast in a 6-run rally. The Rangers look to start fresh tonight at Global Life Park in Arlington as they face off against the Minnesota Twins. First pitch is at 7:05. You can catch that action on the Zone HD 95.1-3. The Astros had the night off but are going to be looking to put an end to their 7-game losing streak tonight in Houston as they face the Seattle Mariners. Mariners. First pitch for that game is at 7:10. And we don't get to talk much about the NFL this time of year, but in Allen Park, Michigan, the Detroit Lions have signed first-round pick Laken Tomlinson to a four-year package that includes a team option and is worth about $8.3 million. The 323-pound guard from Duke was the 28th overall pick and is expected to bolster an offensive line that was a weak spot for the Lions last season. Detroit allowed 45 sacks in 2014, 22 more than the previous season. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you with the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Howdy, this is Peter Rocha with BCR Realtors, bringing you our tip of the day. With houses selling so quickly in our Bryan College Station market, it's important to make your home the number one option for buyers. To make that happen, you need to price it right and have great curb appeal. Another way to set yourself apart from the crowd is to have a great set of photographs of your property. Your home's listing tells a story to buyers, and a group of high-quality images will really grab their attention. Buyers often ignore listings with no pictures or poorly taken photos. These photographs are the first impression, and you only get one, so make it a great one. I'm a Texas realtor and a longtime professional photographer. Call me, Peter Rocha, to list your home with BCR Realtors. 979-694-8844.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley, BCR.
Just how slow is that internet connection that you've got, that DSL connection? Yep, we'll do this. Go to speedtest.suddenlink.com and discover just how slow that phone company internet connection is and what it can mean to you to have Suddenlink bringing you speeds up to 150 megs. Take the speed test challenge at speedtest.suddenlink.com today. Get that fastest broadband at a great price starting at $35 a month with no contracts. You can switch to Suddenlink today. It's easy. And you get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back we promise guarantee. While I've got a minute, let's talk about Suddenlink On Demand. With over 11,000 movies and TV shows and events, thousands of them in high definition, and they are free. You go to suddenlink.com/VOD and check out the new releases that are available. In fact, coming up later this week, there's The Kingsman, there's Project Almanac later on this month, there's Chappie and While We're Young, and there are new ones added every month. So get in touch with them at Suddenlink. Stop by and see them at 4114 East 29th Street or visit suddenlink.com.
Watercrest of Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, Watercrest in Bryan welcomes you to come and see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
It's time to vote for your favorite business in the Brazos Valley. This is the 15th anniversary of the Best of the Brazos. Voting for who you like best in food, fun, health, and everything that makes this the best place to live. You can vote online at bestofthebrazos.com or pick up a ballot at Holman's Quality Plumbing, Schulte Roofing, Texas Rose Boutique, and the Cherry Ruffino Team. It's the best that money can't buy. Voting ends July 5th, so cast your vote now for the Best of the Brazos.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Quick glance at the forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications. Sees a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after lunch today and a high of 90. 20% chance of more rain tonight in the forecast and 74. 50 to 70% chance into tomorrow and Sunday. Highs both days about around 88. 94% humidity. Winds out of the south at 6. It's 74. And how's this one for you? You can't break up with people via text. That's rude. You're going to want to do it on Facebook. How about breakup beans? There's a product called breakup beans. They're lima beans, just like your kids grew or you grew when you were in school. Remember that? The messages are things like, it's over and let's be friends. You plant the beans, and when they come up, the message is quite frankly, it's huge. And lima bean plants can grow up to 20 feet. Cost you $6.99 for the breakup beads. You're on Newstalk 1620 WTAW and 103.5 WTAW College Station. Brian, Buffalo. It is 8 o'clock.